Hello, this is DJ Gabe of Moria Shrine Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. Back again this week with, as always, the track Doctor from Homestuck Volume 4. It was a great song. Let's see, what's been going on with my week? Let's see, took my Comp 160 algorithms test yesterday, which I think went okay. Let's see. Let me do a quick. Oops. I can't type right. Why is that not showing up? There it is. Okay. My week and such. Yeah, let's see. What's been happening? Yeah, so I had the algorithms test yesterday, which was a little tricky, but yeah, theoretical comp sci is not typically my forte, but it's a required course, and it's at least a little bit interesting to know like what's the most efficient way of going about specific like sorting algorithms or some algorithm that you're trying to manipulate data with for the programs. So it's a pretty neat class. Apparently we're going to be actually coding eventually in the class. So far it's been very theoretical, which is unfortunate because I don't know. I'm not much of a mathy person, which is interesting. I major in comp sci, but math is, yeah, I don't know. I sometimes just struggle with the theoretical. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. It's a tough thing to go through. Yeah, let's see. I'm going to think of some more topics and play a few more songs. Yeah. All right. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You just heard was a, let's see, sorry, I had this up, a remix of the Toho song Belle of Avicii, Infinite Nightmare by O Life Japan. And the other was something that roughly translates to A Song of Starting Over by, from the album Koishi Subterranean. The artist is unfortunately in Japan, so Japanese, so I cannot read it. But you can check the WMFO website for what the artist is. Yeah. Anyways, let's see. So those two songs were featured in a like fan anime, I guess, made for Toho. About one of the characters who has, so all the characters have like all these magical abilities or whatever, and one of them is, or two of them have the ability to read the thoughts of others. So like just trucks stop, okay, there we go. Can read the thoughts of others, so like can understand the emotions of other people through mind reading or such. But it's told in an interesting way, such that one of the characters, Koishi, who this anime is about, is basically overwhelmed by all the emotions that she gets from listening to all these thoughts and around her, and she's overwhelmed by that, so she closes off her third eye or whatever, which is depicted as a physical object in Toho, just for artistic reasons. So she like physically closes her third eye, and yeah, it's actually depicted as like a little blue eyeball attached to her, and that's closed in the anime. After she closes it, because she is fed up with the mind reading powers, and so the anime goes on to like say to state like she loses her her subconscious or her consciousness, so she has like no emotions and can feel no empathy towards other people. And this is depicted in like in a seemingly brutal way at the start, and she like she hurts people and doesn't understand why that's wrong. But as the show goes on, there's this explanation going through the background that she's not as evil as it seems at the start, and yeah, it's a very interesting anime. But interestingly, the fan base of Toho really, really dislike it, or at least some of it do, because of like how it starts, in that it's portraying this pretty beloved character in the Toho fan base as this gruesome killer, I guess. But I think it's like necessary for the story itself, and it's a reasonably interesting story. So a number of content warnings, obviously, but Koishi Komeiji's Heart-Throbbing Adventure is its name, and it's a pretty nice, if you can take some of the rougher bits at the beginning, it's a very good story, and it has it does not yet have a conclusion. The person is still working on it, although it's been like, unfortunately, like 4 years since the last update, so we actually don't know if it's ever going to be completed, which is very unfortunate, because it's been left in a pretty at a point where I'd like to know more. It's worth it if you can get through the parts at the start.
I don't know. Now I'm just rambling. I'm gonna play more music because I can't talk. Can't talk for some reason today. All right, here we go. Oh! And welcome back. I just remembered I can go read a PSA now because I do that around this time. Let's see, what do I want to do? This one's a good one. Go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH, which I think means nickel magnesium hydrogen batteries? I'm not sure, but whatever. Last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones? This is a message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah. Yeah, I really need to start using rechargeable batteries in, like, some of my game controllers and such. Although it's, yeah. It used to be, this is an interesting take. So, in old, like, portable game consoles, so, like, the Game Boy and, my gosh. Stop revving your engines, guys. Yeah, the Game Boy and all these old portable game consoles. I have this weird one called the Dig when I was a kid, and it was like all educational games and such. But they all used like AA batteries and such, and controllers still do. So like the Xbox controller and such still use AA batteries and such. But like, for example, like the Nintendo DS and 3DS and like the Switch, don't use batteries anymore. They have like lithium ion batteries inside, which are rechargeable. So it makes sense, because yeah, rechargeability is a lot better because you can just put in more power and it'll work rather than waste all these resources getting new batteries. So, that's a smart little PSA there. So, I appreciate that one. I guess I just talked about rechargeable batteries for a discussion thing. Rechargeable batteries and stuff. Did I misspell rechargeable? Yeah, I did. I'm. There we go. Alright, cool. So that was that PSA. Cool. Yep. So can I add anything to that? Not really. Have more songs, but I did want to... What did I want to brush up on? I wanted to talk about... Let's see. Is anything going on the keyboard stuff today? Or this week, I guess? I got two, my friend who keeps finding me keyboards found me three keyboards, I think, from the last time I talked. One of them was a White Alps, board, which I already have a White Alps board, but it's a decent board. The switches aren't in amazing shape, but I don't know, it might be worth it to sell this one, I'll be honest, so. Yeah, we'll see. I'll get it cleaned up and maybe I'll post it on r/MacMarket to sell. That'll probably be the best use of my time. I don't need it for like a conversion because I already have a White Alps board. That's better, I think. The Focus FK, I don't know. The Focus Key Pro. Yeah, that's what it's called. I don't know if it's part of the FK series or not. I'll have to double check that one later. But yeah. The Key Pro or something, and that has White Alps in it. It has that as an LCD screen with the calculator, which is pretty cool. So I want to get that one working rather than this one, which is just a standard. It looks like a Model M, your standard keyboard, no Windows keys when keyless. But it's a standard board. It's cool, but I can sell it because it's not too interesting. But then he also found me two. Rubber dome keyboards, one of them being an old Apple rubber dome keyboard, which, well, it's better than their Mac keyboards, I can tell you that. But it's still a rubber dome board, and it wasn't very good. But he also found me an ergonomic keyboard, so it's like slanted and the alphanumeric cluster, so QWERTY and all that stuff, is separated, so it's like there's a big space between T and Y, which is the middle of the keyboard, and your hand is like separated when you're typing, which is apparently better ergonomically for your hand, so you don't like get stress like RSI or whatever, hand injuries and such. So he found me one of those, which was a rubber dome board, unfortunately. But it's strange. It feels a lot better than a lot of rubber dome boards, like the one in this. The keyboard on the radio computer is bad. It's your standard Logitech rubber dome keyboard. And it's not good. But the one that ergonomic one, it had a pretty clean tactility. It didn't feel too mushy. Like, there's obviously some inherent mushiness due to it being a rubber dome keyboard. I'm 99% certain it's rubber dome, I don't know. I don't think it could be anything else. But it feels pretty decent for a rubber dome keyboard. It has pretty smooth tactility. It uses a PS2 port, which most modern keyboard computers, desktop computers, still have a PS2 port on the motherboard. So I was able to actually plug it into my computer. But it was strange. A lot of the keys did not work. And sometimes if it's just like one or two, maybe it just was dirty. But it was like lines. It was like 7, 4, and 1 on the numpad, which were all in a row, and numlock. None of those keys worked. So it was like 4 in a row there, which makes me think it's something wrong with the circuitry underneath. So maybe there's a cut trace or something. It's unfortunate that that's the case, but I don't know if it's even worth it to repair just because it's a rubber dome board. Even though it feels like decent, it may not be worth it to go for the full repair. I'll see what I can do. If it's an easy fix, then great, but I won't go out of my way to fix it because it's not worth anything. I got through all those keyboards. All three of those. Yeah, the White Alps and the Bad Apple Rubber Dome and the Ergo Rubber Dome. So that's been my keyboard news. Anything in the modern r/mechanical keyboards world? Not really. Oh, there is a it's a very cool desk mat for the keycap set GMK Future Funk, which has like an 80s aesthetic. But the desk pad has like some anime girl with like a mechanical keyboard, and it's like purple aesthetic, so like vaporwave looking desk mat. So I think I'm gonna buy that because it looks really nice. So let's see. So that's the keyboard news. I shall get back to a bit more music then. I think I'll play, let me do my Eurobeat of the day. All right, so enjoy this Eurobeat. Here we go.
代わりに気づけるほらまた宝探す。己の限界すら知ろうともしない明け違えるな信用と信頼。妖怪は老怪正体目巻き込む我ら台風の目や痛がりいつまでも跳ねるば平和ボケがまず頭寝飛ばすラスよりは寝て待つよりはいならさ今年のなるよりなモラトリアムだけリアルな感覚毎回観客周りはディーバッキャー湧き立つエネルギー準備 OK レッツゴー今で夢見がちな主人公目覚めよ世界よ互いを刺激する炎夢のな日常を改善せよ永久自慢永遠時代永遠そう愛を語れ君が望む語り合れ Change the world いつかその言葉が今すぐ掴み yeah. その危機を救いたまえお前の嘘言葉へ
All right, welcome back. You just heard Dreamer by A1 from Toho Eurobeat album. And Parade from the film Paprika by Satoshi Kon. But the song itself was made by Susumu Hirasawa. Butchered that, but I apologize. Right, so first one, Dreamer, is a really nice Eurobeat song from A1, who's been the Toho Eurobeat circle for, that I've been playing last week. So they're a really good circle. I don't know. This was one of the first Eurobeat Toho mixes that I ever heard. It really got me hooked on Eurobeat. It was the one that I found A1 from, I guess, is what I'll say. Yeah. So it's a good song. And the second one, Parade from Paprika, which is a phenomenal movie by, Satoshi Kon, as I said. Satoshi Kon is a great anime film director who sadly passed away. Did he pass away? In the 2000s, 2010, unfortunately. He was brilliant, and it's really sad that he passed. He made Perfect Blue, which was really good. Paprika, which is good as well. Well, also very good. Millennium Actress, also phenomenal. That's one of his. Is that his only romance? But it's a phenomenally done romance, and I don't typically like romance movies or anime. But it's very well done, that one. And Tokyo Godfather, which is also really good. Christmas-oriented, somehow. Yeah. I think he's done others, but I think those are the only four I've seen, so I can't really speak to anything else. But all four of those were really great movies, and I highly recommend them. So, Satoshi Kon, look him up. He's really good. And this song is probably my favorite from any four of these films. Parade is, really good. Because it captures the completely chaotic scene that it accompanies with a giant parade occurring in the streets of Tokyo with all this crazy stuff in the parade and weird, just chaos ensues. And it's a very interesting movie. About Dream is, I forget whether it, it inspired, what did it inspire? It starts with an I. Paprika inspires Inception, the film Inception, which is a pretty popular movie. I've never seen it because I think Paprika is just it appears to be a similar style movie with dreams and stuff. From what I know, I don't know a lot about Inception other than it has very similar scenes and such. And premise. Okay, it looks like we're getting down to a point where I can start playing the last bits. So I shall play this song, and then I will get back to you with my end spiel, and then I'll let this play until the next person gets there. So I will go play that. So enjoy. Also, I should have always forget to do this at WMFO discussion, and then I'll just talk about Satoshi Kon is basically what I did. I messed that one up. There we go. And now I shall play this. So enjoy just enjoy some metal. More metal, as per usual. See ya. right, welcome back. What you just heard was Desire Dream by Demetori, great metal artist. That's weird. Doesn't matter. Right, this was Moria Shrine Radio with DJ Gabe, and you were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So I'm going to go try and quickly play my last metal song, and then I shall switch it to the next person. So goodbye, have a nice week, and see you, hopefully see you next week. All right.